Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Are we ever, 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 ever getting back together? Rob Hutchinson, presenter of for Dear Parliament. Rob, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, in yourself, Howard.
I am well, thank you. So are we ever, 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 ever going to solve this problem?
Well, on a scale of Taylor Swift to Adele, I think we probably round about the Adele. Quite sad, yes.
This isn't the most South African conversation I've ever heard in my life. No one outside of this country could ever really possibly understand that. But yeah, we are really Adele at the moment. We're trying to get to a Taylor Swift position, but we're not there yet. All right, what is really going on? Is it politics? Is it criminality? Is it a combination? What is behind everything happening at the moment?
I think it's a combination of everything, to be honest, Howard. Politics definitely has a play in it. And without a doubt, there has to be some sort of underhanded issues going on. There's a definite global drive to push new renewables, which is heavily affecting what we are trying to do in South Africa and the situations that we face. I think it's absolutely everything combined into one real pot of boiling soup there.
Is it true that we are exporting all of our good coal, and is that making a difference to the electricity crisis?
Yes, absolutely is true. We've been exporting coal for quite some time, mostly to Asia. But during 2022, the coal exports through to Europe literally went up by tenfold. And huge profits were also made on that side. So we have to look at who obviously is making the money and who exports it all and where the connections lie between there. And yes, it just seems weird that there was a drive from European countries, especially Germany, to push renewables onto South Africa and move away from coal. I remember commenting a while ago that it does seem like a bit of a bribe to push South Africa away while these countries are now purchasing South African coal at a premium rate. So the whole thing does smell a bit off, worse than coal. And it definitely is something untoward there. I think people should, or somebody needs to investigate the whole situation quite thoroughly.
We're definitely seeing a tremendous amount of pushback and action happening now for probably the first time. I mean, there's obviously been initiatives, but we're seeing that government is under pressure from whether it's civil society, government. It's coming from everywhere. They are very clearly going to be fighting this battle on all sides. Do you think that this is going to ultimately make a difference?
I have my doubts. You know, the problem in South Africa is our aging coal fleet. And we are about 90% reliable on coal to produce electricity. The most reliable and cheapest source is actually Coburg, the nuclear plant in the Western Cape. And I think half of it is down already for maintenance and service. So that's placing another tremendous problem on the delivery of electricity throughout South Africa. I think we probably looking in the wrong areas for quick solutions. Getting renewables such as wind and solar is not a quick fix, and neither is it reliable. You know, we got such a huge amount of electricity missing from the grid that unreliable wind and solar will not be able to fill that gap. We need something far more stable, what they call the base load. And that, at this stage, unfortunately, the only stable base load we have is either the coal plants or Coburg. And as we've seen, all these major breakdowns are placing a tremendous stress on that. And furthermore, exporting coal, which is of high quality, which leaves South Africa with low quality coal, that creates further problems. It destroys the boilers. inside these coal-fired power plants. Sometimes it's more rock than coal, so it explodes, damages the boilers, and that's why we're seeing so many breakdowns. We should really, there should be a action from the president to curb exports, bring high quality coal into the South African electricity plants, and then hopefully that will be resulting in less breakdowns and further production of electricity. But I don't think there's the initiative to do that.
Well, this is going to be my next question. You know, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of comments that, you know, within a certain amount of months, it's all going to be, it's going to look very different and positive, and their plans are afoot. But, my foot, that's afoot. What are they? Why aren't they sharing them? Why would this be a secret if there are plans afoot to solve the problem? Do we actually get the sense that this is being dealt with? Why not just open this up to private producers without the regulations that have crippled them?
Absolutely. And that's been the issue for quite a number of years, is opening it up to the IPPs. Although the IPPs, I don't think collectively will be able to fill that gap, but still it'll be something at least. There's been huge amounts of regulations that have been changed. I think they lifted the cap for private producers from, it was originally 1 megawatt up to 10 megawatts and then 100. And then I think there's talk about making it open-ended if it hasn't already been done. And that's a good move. That's a good move because that brings other players in. The mines that have their own power generation units, they can feed into the grid and so on. But it just doesn't seem to be the will from Parliament to do this. And, you know, I see the opposition parties are also jumping on the bandwagon here and, you know, claiming they can fix it and so on. But I think the solutions to this problem, and it's a dire problem for South Africa, is we need to put politics aside. There's no time for opposition or anything like that. This is a make or break for South Africa right now. We need to put politics aside. Everybody needs to work together, sit in a round table, and discuss the issues that affect all South Africans, not the political issues and brownie points they might score.
Do you think there's a chance that is going to happen?
I get a sense there is. It'll be up to the parties themselves whether they want to collaborate and put their differences aside. But yes, I think we've reached the tipping point, probably gone beyond it. And, you know, if they don't, then there's no hope for South Africa. Then any opposition party won't have a country to govern in the few years to come.
In terms of all of these, in terms of the marches, in terms of the court actions, is that really the success there, from what you're saying, therefore, would be just to place enough pressure to say, for government to say, okay, let's sit around a table rather than fighting these things. Let's have a round table and see what we could do collaboratively.
Definitely. I think that's the action. I'm always nervous of public protests because they generally create a lot of noise, but very few solutions are ever presented. And, you know, taking government to court at this stage is a lengthy and expensive process, and it's not going to provide any solutions. It's just going to compel government to act. But if they've got nothing to act on, what is the point? I'd say rather put those resources and the expenses. And don't forget that the public pays for government's court cases. It'll cost millions. Let's not waste the public's money or taxpayers' money on court cases that won't solve the problem. Let's rather, as you say, sit around that round table and work together to find a solution.
Absolutely right. Let's hope that the sanity and maturity will prevail. Rob Hutchinson, thank you as always for your perspective on that.